Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it is Monday, October 25th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I had an interesting experience today. The chiropractor that I normally use is out of town, and she referred her patients to another office. So I called the office to make an appointment, and when I did, before I scheduled, I asked the following question. Are there people in your office who are vaccinated and unvaccinated? And the receptionist went silent on me. She didn't know what to say. And I repeated it. I said, are there people working in the office, including the doctor, who are either vaccinated or unvaccinated, or is there both? And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, you don't know? And she said, no. And I said, well, you don't know whether there are any vaccinated or you don't know whether there are any unvaccinated. And she said, well, kind of both. And I said, well, could you please find out before I schedule? And then I said, because I have a preference and it's to be around people who are not vaccinated. And you could just hear the sigh of relief in her voice. And she started to giggle and she said, well, then you're going to be really happy here because none of us are. She said, not in this office. And I said, thank you. And I scheduled the appointment. Now, I live in Texas, so maybe it's not so surprising that we have probably a decent percentage of people who are unvaccinated. Texas is a very independent thinking state, but for the zone around Austin, which is incredibly politically liberal. The reason that I share this story is because of the fear that was in her to answer that question. She was terrified to give out information for fear that somehow, if she acknowledged that people weren't vaccinated in that office, she might be getting people in trouble. And that's the focus of this podcast. It is the energy of fear and how it's being used. So as a lawyer, I have issues around the vaccine, let's call them mandates. I have issues around them, and I say let's call them that because they are unconstitutional, but the White House knows that. And so the Biden administration is using the Commerce Clause to go around what would otherwise be a 10th Amendment prohibition, not giving them the right to mandate vaccines. So I will explain that a little bit in a moment, the legal part. But let me say this as an overview. It is not only unconstitutional, so that offends the lawyer in me, but it is spiritually absolutely abhorrent to use the energy of fear to manipulate people and ultimately to enslave people. And I'll tell you why I go there in the end as well. But let me back up and talk about the constitutionality of it, or rather the unconstitutionality of it. The 10th Amendment specifically reserves to the states all rights that aren't explicitly given to the federal government in the Constitution. The federal government has no power given it in the Constitution that allows it to issue vaccine mandates, which is specifically why, although President Biden went national and said that there was going to be, for companies with 100 or more employees, the obligation to have everyone vaccinated, he had to do it through OSHA. He had to do it through the Commerce Clause because they know darn well it's unconstitutional. So it's really offensive to me as an attorney that they are knowingly violating the Constitution for the purpose of treating the citizens of the United States like a herd of cattle for which they can do what they want. That's number one. Number two is this whole issue of using fear as a weapon, as a tool it is spiritually abhorrent to misuse energy that way. You know, those of us who are spiritually minded and who deal in metaphysics and things like energy healers and energy workers and that aspect of consciousness, let's say, those of us who are on that path and have been for whether it's a short amount of time or a long amount of time, we know the responsibility that is attached to the use and the misuse of energy. And I myself wrote a book about it. My book, The Questions God Will Ask Prepping for the Final Exam, is based totally on the proper use of energy in our everyday lives and in our relationships and in our interactions. Using fear, first fear of, manipulation of statistics and the rushing through of the vaccine trials and the putting it out into the public and giving it authorization beyond emergency authorization with the CDC. All of that has been using fear to manipulate people. And now threatening people with the loss of their livelihoods if they don't comply, if they don't bend the knee, if they don't bow down and do what the Biden administration says they must do. Now, look, I'm not an advocate of the vaccine. Now, you should make up your own mind. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I'm saying I have the right as a citizen. I have individual rights. I have the right to my body. I have the right to what's put in my body. And I have rights under the Constitution, the 10th Amendment, and even precedential case law. The Jacobson case, which was a Massachusetts case originally, prohibits vaccine mandates by the federal government. It allows them, the states can do it. It's something a state can mandate, but it cannot be mandated by the federal government. So the use of fear to move people along, so much so that now, this morning I read an article that someone from the CDC, and I'm sorry that I can't think of her name, said that people who aren't agreeing to the vaccine in these companies of 100 or more are going to have to submit to education and counseling. Education and counseling. You're now going to need mental health treatment if you don't accept the vaccine. They're going to mark you as someone who needs counseling and education and probably much more accurately termed re-education, as in the Soviet Union or as in communist countries, when you don't want to comply with what the federal government or the autocratic or the dictatorial managing entity wants you to do. You know, this is not unique. There are lessons in history that teach us about this, and I'll share one of them with you. It's both historical and it's also spiritual. In Judaism, the Passover holiday, which usually coincides with Easter, the Passover holiday is a commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt. The Exodus from Egypt was the Israelites finally being allowed to leave after Pharaoh had suffered the 10 plagues, which Moses continuously tried to warn him about, but which Pharaoh, in his egoic state, refused to believe and refused to adhere to. And ultimately, Pharaoh and his army were destroyed in the story, as we know, of the Red Sea, which, by the way, is the Reed Sea, but it was a mistranslation. So the Israelites were able to cross the sea as it parted. We know this great story, right? And the Pharaoh and his army were consumed by the water. Well, what you may not know, and probably don't, is that in Jewish mysticism, it is taught that the Israelites had become so enslaved and so comfortable under Pharaoh's dictatorship, even though they were enslaved, even though they had no rights of their own, they were comfortable. They had gotten used to it. And so Pharaoh in Jewish mysticism represents materialism, ultimate materialism. And again, in Jewish mysticism, there are levels of consciousness and they go down to 50 levels. And at the 50th level, you're fundamentally a rock. You don't have any consciousness. Well, it is taught in mysticism that the Israelites had sunk to the 49th level of consciousness. They were almost purely egoic and materialistic, as was what we call Pharaoh and the Egyptians. And so the story of how quickly the Jews made the Exodus, how they all were let go one night when Pharaoh finally said, fine, you can go, that they left so quickly they didn't have time for their bread to rise, the leaven didn't have time. And it's why Jews eat matzah, unleavened flat bread, toast-like, but there's no leaven in it. At Passover, it is to commemorate the quickness of the Exodus. But it's also taught in mysticism that the reason it was so quick was because if they hadn't gotten out when they did, they would have descended to the 50th level and there would have been no saving them. There would have been no saving spirituality. They would have become purely egoic and materialistic. It's where we are, folks. It's where we are. Are we going to, because we're used to it, it's like hanging, right? If you do it long enough, you get used to it. It's a bad joke. Are we going to, because we have our Amazon deliveries and we have our luxuries of Netflix to watch whatever we want, whenever we want, and we have our cars and we have our, whatever it is that we have that we are materially comfortable with, and we're all materially comfortable to some extent because the poorest people in this country are better off than most of the rest of the world, are we going to trade in our freedom and our liberty and our constitution in order to go along, to get along? Because I promise you this, things won't stay the same. It won't just be the vaccine. I don't know if you're paying attention, but the Nancy Pelosi is, they're going to pass a bill, or trying to, and I think they may get away with it, that will allow capital gains to be taxed, even if you don't draw them down. What does that mean? That means if you invest in anything, and you don't take your profit out, you just leave it there, they're going to tax it every year what the growth was, like a 401k. Because currently, you only pay taxes on what is withdrawn when it's withdrawn. They are going to take away not only your right to your body, they're going to take away your right to earn and grow money, and they're going to take away your right to own anything, because that is the goal of the World Economic Forum, that by 2030, everyone will own nothing and be happy about it. So you have to plant your flag in the sand somewhere. And I would recommend that we be planting those flags now, that we say no more, enough is enough. I know that this morning, many workers at the 3M plant went out on not strike, but on protest day. And in that protest are both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Even vaccinated people have had enough who don't want a booster, because they won't stop either. There'll be booster after booster. We are being treated like cattle. We are being robbed of our God-given and our man-made rights. It has to stop. It has to stop now. Let's take the lesson from the Exodus, and let's understand that we're at the 49th level of consciousness. And if we don't stand up now, we might as well be rocks when this is over, because we won't have any autonomy. We won't have any right to say what we truly think or feel. We will have no rights to live the lives we are entitled to live as uniquely and divinely created beings of God. I'm not leaving you depressed, I hope. My intention is to energize you. My intention is to wake you up, not in the sense of wokeness, which is another form of sleepwalking and another form of conformity, but to wake you up in the form of awakened consciousness so you recall your divinity, you recall what rights God gave you, you recall what rights man has given you, and you plant your flag in front of both of them. When enough of us do, the tide will turn. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Wednesday. And until then, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.